Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for November 17th to November 24th and beyond.
Today, Sunday, November 17th, is the full moon at 1 degree Taurus. This marks the culmination of the energies of the Hindu lunar month, Kartika, named for the nakshatra Kritika, the lunar sign in the zodiac where the full moon falls. Kritika is associated with Kartikeya, the mythological character who became the general who led the army against the demons. Thus, the month of Kartika is deemed appropriate for strong actions, going forth against the enemy, and so on. But the energy of this month is compromised due to the birth of the month, in other words, the new moon, having been a total solar eclipse back on November 3rd. The full moon is not associated with or opposite to any other planet, so it probably passes without much fanfare. But being a full moon in Taurus, it is in the USA chart's sixth house, which has been activated due to the USA now being in a Venus subperiod. Thus, there is more potential for a sixth house connected event, which could be more problems in the country's health or disease sector.
Moving on, we have Mercury becoming exactly conjunct Rahu at 13 degrees Libra on Monday, November 18th. This planetary event combines the signification of Mercury with Rahu. In Vedic astrology, Mercury is considered a weak planet, easily influenced by any other planet, for good or ill. Rahu is considered a malefic planet, which is prone to creating difficulties. Rahu's energy of obscuring or darkening is a negative influence on Mercury, the planet of the rational mind. Mercury is also communications, and therefore the media, and so the past week has been full of negative reports, which may be making things sound worse than they really are.
Yeah, also let's not forget that Saturn is nearby. Saturn is the planet of attachment. So, not only do you get dark thinking, but it's harder to let go of it as well.
Ah.
Ooh. All right. Mercury transits through 17 degrees Libra. That is the November 3rd eclipse point on Thursday, November 21st. An eclipse creates a pothole in the zodiac. A planet that transits through the eclipse point is likely to have its signification suffer. Mercury is the planet of communications and therefore media stories, which are therefore likely to have more than the usual degree of distortion towards the end of this week.
Oh, how very inconvenient. Mm. And as we go on further here, Mercury is equipment, communications, transportation, commerce, and trade, to name some main items. Also, Libra, with its symbol of the balance scales, has an affinity with commerce and trade, as well as diplomacy. So we ought to expect events along these lines. More specifically, since it is a pothole energy point, a falling through, you could get a falling through of trade agreements, mergers, conferences, talks, business deals. Perhaps a case of industrial espionage will be revealed, or some new cyber worm virus or a bit of malware to cause havoc with the internet, such things.
Okay, that's a pretty tall list to be contemplating. Actually, when added back to back with the Mercury plus Rahu conjunction, it does appear that this week is, a mercurial mind field.
Yes, so to speak, yes. Now let's check in with what's happening with the planet Venus.
Right. Venus entered Sagittarius at the end of October and remains in that sign all through November this month. Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius and is hanging out directly opposite on the other side of the zodiac in Gemini. Thus, Venus is being aspected by its dispositor, Jupiter, forming a sambandha, a compelling relationship between these two planets. Venus and Jupiter are getting closer to being directly across from each other this week. The exact opposition will be on November 27th. Although both of these planets are considered natural benefics, their interaction doesn't necessarily result in good outcomes.
Yes, Ron, the old adage of too much of a good thing really can apply when it comes to Jupiter and Venus interactions.
Yeah, well, for example, Venus is the planet of the arts, and therefore stands for celebrities, who may go a bit overboard with this Jupiter expansion energy. Just recently, Alec Baldwin, the actor and new host of a MSNBC cable news program, went a little bit too far defending himself against a paparazzi. Anyway, his new program has been suspended for 2 weeks.
Wow, what a seesaw. He just won a court judgment against a stalker recently, so he's got something going on. Well, we shall see how the Venus-Jupiter tango works out.
Okay.